Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show with Mike Wood, coming to you live from the City of Medicine, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the second day of November 2015. Well, a rainy, rainy day here in Durham, but it's going to be hot and dry here tonight. We're going to talk about recruiting right here on the Overtime Sports Show tonight with Kathy Reeves of PD Sports Recruiters. She has been on the Overtime Sports Show, I think, more than I have. And we're going to talk about recruiting because, you see, here's the problem. And it's really getting annoying. Boys and girls, parents, guardians, others. You ain't listening. Now, did you hear that? You are not listening to the information that is being given out. And this is some golden information in response to recruiting because you're not abiding by anything. I mean, Dr. Reeves is going to talk to you tonight. And yes, it is a Dr. Reeves. She's going to talk to you tonight about some do's and don'ts, mostly do's, about recruiting. I mean, a simple thing like the clearinghouse. You say clearinghouse to some of these kids, and they go, "What's a clearinghouse? Are you kidding me? Do you not have coaches? Do you not have guidance counselors? Do you not have athletic directors? Do you not have people in your schools looking out for your best interests? Or do they want you to put that uniform on Friday, Saturday, Tuesday, Friday, whatever day it is, and go out there and play just to make them look good on a high school level? Are they not telling you about the things you need to do, the core GPAs, the NCAA-approved core courses that you have to take? Are they not telling you about this? Are they not telling you about watching out for social media and the traps on social media? You may think it's cute getting up there, shaking your booty, doing an X-rated video on there, and you may think it's great, but let me tell you something, people. Coaches are watching. People are watching. If you can run 17 touchdowns a game, catch 1,000 yards a game, it doesn't matter if your character has been messed up. It doesn't matter if you don't have those NCAA core courses. You will not go to a Division I or Division I school. Well, that is, unless it's over at UNC, then you get in and still don't have to go to class. But anyway, I digress now. But please pay attention to what Dr. Reeves has to say to you. This is the seventh time that Dr. Reeves has been on the show. I tweet things out all the time in reference to, you know, doing something in the NCAA, making sure this is done, making sure that is done. And my Twitter handle, if you want to follow along, is @TheOvertime1410, @TheOvertime1410. And it's information that is given out, not only me. The NCAA tweets out stuff, the NAIA tweets out stuff, the NJCAA tweets out stuff, and Lord have mercy, PD Sports Recruiters, Dr. Kathy Reeves constantly tweets out stuff about deadlines, here's what you need to do, here's where I have scholarship money available, I can help you get that scholarship money available. I mean, from things, you know, you can go to college to do anything from, I didn't know, rodeo, rugby, you know, you can do cheerleading, tennis, you name it, whatever sport there is, I bet you somewhere out there, somewhere in the world, they even got a scholarship, and it's probably named after me, a scholarship for just looking good. So I'm sure that somewhere out there she can help you with that. But right now, on the Overtime Sports Show, Kathy Reeves of PD Sports Recruiters, how are you doing this evening, Dr. Reeves?
Mike, how are you? How are you?
I am
with you again.
Yeah, you're with me again. I tell you what, I am frustrated. I am frustrated because we have young people out there who are shortchanging themselves, not because they don't have the ability, but because they don't have the ability to listen. They don't have the ability to put down the iPhones. They don't have the ability to put down the earphones and just pay attention to their surroundings. And we have a lot of parents out there who absolutely have their head in, they have their head somewhere it shouldn't be. So All right, now you're here to give us a skinny, to give us a lowdown. Tell us about what you're finding your biggest frustration is in the world of recruiting.
Well, my biggest frustration that I'm finding in the world of recruiting right now is with a lot of 2016 recruits who are not in the clearinghouse, who have not been introduced to the clearinghouse process with regards to the NCAA and the NAIA. My frustration is also that a lot of football recruiting, for example, 26 football recruiting starts in April. Football recruiting starts in April. And so for the recruits who are just now thinking that football recruiting starts after the season is over, is not, you know, quite correct. Now, of course, I represent a lot of different athletic divisions, so let me just make sure that I'm conveying the proper information with regards to all of the different athletic divisions that I represent. The NCAA, the National Collegiate Athletic Association, D1 recruiting for football starts in April. And it ends in October. It ends October 1st. So D1 recruiting for NCAA Division I schools is done. It ended on October the 1st. You may still be on the mailing list, and they may still be calling you for preferred walk-on opportunities. But NCAA Division I 2016 football recruiting is done. It starts in April, it started in April, and it ends October the 1st. Now, if you do not have your name on the D1 board, the October the 1st, your chances of playing at a Division I NCAA D1 school are very, very bleak. They may still be contacting you, and you can go on as many unofficial visits that you want to, but you are not being recruited in an unofficial visit. An unofficial visit is where you pay for the trip yourself, and you're just there on your own visiting the university. There is no official recruiting going on, and I'm going to tell you why. Because the NCAA has changed the rules for visiting, for official visits also. You have to be in the clearinghouse before you can officially visit a school. Not only do you have to be in the clearinghouse, you have to have your 10 core courses. They have to have a copy of your official transcript. Then you have to be on the list for that school to be able to go on an official visit. Now, the official visits means that you are a qualifier. It does not mean that you are trying to qualify. It means that you are a qualifier right now, not later. You're a qualifier right now. If you have an 18 on the ACT, you're not a qualifier, according to the new NCAA changes for 2016. 2.3 GPA. And 19 clears NCAA. However, of course, you won't be able to get accepted in a school with a 2.3 or a 19. Okay. Now, these student athletes who are, you know, sharing information about being committed. Okay, let me talk a little bit about what it means to be committed to a school. I ran into a situation where this particular student athlete is tweeting out that they are committed to a particular school, big school, a particular school. And after speaking with her father, she doesn't even have the ACT requirements to qualify for the NCAA. So you're not a commit until you meet all of the qualifying parameters. You have to have the SAT or the ACT that the school is asking for right now, not later. You have to have the GPA that is required for admissions, not the one that clears you for the NCAA, because you see, that GPA is 2.3. You have to have the admissions requirements for the school to be considered a commit. And you have to have met all of those qualifications. If you have not met any of those qualifications, or if one of those is lacking, you're not a commit to a school. So I say to these parents, be very, very careful before you start tweeting out information about my child is a commit to this school, my child is a commit to that school. Now, PD Sports Recruiters had their official commit, Eli Mollett, our Indiana recruit, 2016 Eli Mollett, was officially committed to Indiana University Kokomo on last Wednesday. Now, what makes it official? It's official when the actual university is tweeting out the commitment. The Indiana University Kokomo men's basketball Twitter tweeted out the information about Eli Mollett. Now, when it comes from the school, that's when it is an official commit. Now, let me tell you a little bit about Eli, and he was on our sports talk show as one of our student athletes of the week. Eli is an honor student at Crawfordsville High School in Crawfordsville, Indiana. He is in what's called a dual credit program. So what does that mean? When he graduates from high school next June, he will have an associate's degree. He will have 60 hours towards an associate's degree and also his high school diploma. So right now, he has over 30 credit hours of junior college classes. So even though he hasn't graduated from high school, he can still officially commit to a school as a transfer student because he has all of those requirements from the school, the community college that he's attending. So that's what makes him a fully committed recruit to this university. They came to see him on Open Gym the following Sunday. They invited him back officially to visit the university on Wednesday, the following Wednesday, and they offered him that Wednesday. He accepted and he committed. He signed his papers right then. But if you have not met all of the requirements for admissions to that school, your commitment is not official until it is endorsed by the university that you are alleging that you are committed to. See, at DB Sports Recruiters, we don't just tweet out information just to be tweeted. We tweet out facts. The things that I share are verifiable. The things that I share are validated. We just don't tweet out things just to be tweeting things out.
Yeah, well, let me ask you a question.
Go ahead. Uh-huh, yes.
Yeah, the thing that I'm really, bugged out about is there are a plethora of kids across the nation, parents too, who believe just because little Johnny can play basketball or football or whatever it is, or Johnetta, or whatever it is, can just get into school because they have that talent. Now, to be honest with you, that used to be the old days. I mean, they would find a way to get you in school no matter what your grades were at every school in America now, except one, and that was over in Chapel Hill. They seem to be able to get you in and keep you in by not going to class. And having fake classes and stuff like that. Did I go there? Yes, I did. And they seem to do it. But in 99.99% of the schools that the NCAA will go after, instead of one that they will not, but that the NCAA will go after, you have to meet the requirements to get in. Not to play sports, but to get into the university itself. times have changed to a certain degree. Schools are under more scrutiny. Every school except UNC is under scrutiny. And it takes a lot to get into school because now you have to be the true student athlete. What would you advise to these kids and parents out there now who seem to think this, and 2.3 is just like, it's like nothing really. But 2.3 and all that stuff, the ACT score, the SAT score to get in. Oh, and I'm going to make this a two-part question, okay? What would you tell the parents of those kids what they need to do to check on the core courses and things like that and all that? And the second part of the question is, what do you say about these coaches like John Thompson III and some other coaches, minority coaches, who come out and say, if you raise the academic requirements, then it hurts minority children? In my opinion, they're saying minority children are stupid. If you raise the academic bar, then our kids can't get there. So we've got to dumb it down so our kids can play. That's exactly what it seemed like he said to me. Now, that lets me know that evidently when he went to school, it was a little bit dumbed down. But what does it say, you know, that two-part question, what do you think about those comments by minority coaches who say that should be, the NCAA should not raise the standard?
Well, the first question then, what I would share with parents of 2016 recruits who are interested in going NCAA Division I, I would suggest that you hire a professional recruiting service, shop around, because 10 core courses were due on August 1st. And if, number one, you don't know anything about the clearinghouse, if you didn't even know the clearinghouse exists, 99.9% of the time, unless your child is an honor student, then the 10 core course deadline is gone. It's August 1st, and it went into effect for 2016. Number two, the 10 core courses, out of the 10 core courses, 7 of them have to be science and math. Okay, so we have that. Then you can only have 4 C's out of the 16 core courses for the NCAA D1 schools. You can only have 4 C's. The next thing is this. They will not accept any credit recovery classes. So if you've taken a class over, it's not going to count towards your core courses. You cannot have any repeats in your core courses. You cannot double up in your senior year. Doesn't matter if you have 9 core courses and you want to take another one in your senior year, you can take it all you want, but it's not going to count because it has to be locked in by August the 1st. It has to be locked in by August 1st. So my recommendation to them is to shop around for a recruiter, or else, you know, you're going to end up paying a whole lot of tuition, because you cannot come to people who have this knowledge and education and expect them to give it to you or to provide you with a service that you are not able to provide for yourself to your child. It's just like going to an attorney and saying, I need a lawyer to represent me. I need legal representation, but you don't want to compensate the attorney. That's not going to happen. It's just like going to buy a house. You have to have a real estate agent to represent you and give you the best advice that you possibly can have with regards to purchasing a house, going to closing and things like that. For some reason, the parents cannot, some of them, not all, some of them are coming around, but there's still some parents who cannot get the connection between them not being able to help their child get to the next level and to help them to get scholarships so that they would not be able to, they will not have to pay tuition going forward.
And but they can get them iPhones and Jordans and chains around their neck and all that stuff.
So they're not getting the connection and they're not getting the understanding. So when you go to a recruiting service, you want to invest in your child. You want to invest in your children. So you have to be willing to invest in some services, because anything that's free does not have any value. It does not have any value. If it's of no value, it has no value. So if the tuition, do you want to pay tuition? That's perfectly fine. I don't know who wants to do that, but it gets very, very expensive. So if you have a 2016 recruits who are not in the clearinghouse at this late date and time, will need to definitely reach out to the recruiting service to see what options are available to them and to get some educational counseling and to find out what direction that they need to go in with regards to getting their child to the next level.
So what's the
now,
part about the response, part number
ahead,
two?
Mm-hmm.
Part number two.
John Thompson III, with regards to lowering the scores, recruiting, D1 recruiting has not changed, even with the changes that the NCAA has made to the clearinghouse process. The way that D1 coaches recruit players has not changed. There are three parts to recruiting, right? The first one is the academics. Coaches look to see if the student has the academics to be successful at that school. This is what Mike Krzyzewski said. I got this from him. This is what he says. This is what we look for. Three things to see if the student has the academics to be successful at that school. Number two, do they have the athletics to be successful at that school? Number three, do they have the character? We look at character, social media, the home situation, how you respond to, your game time, being taken out the game. How do you respond when you make mistakes? Your character. Those are the three things that coaches look for in recruiting. Those are the three recruiting steps. And, regardless of what John Thompson III is saying, D1 recruiting has not changed in any fashion with the changes to the NCAA. It has not changed because you still have to have a certain ACT score to get into these schools, period. So that 2.3, 19 ACT, 1,000 SAT, that does not change the way the D1 recruiting for NCAA is done. It doesn't change. It doesn't change anything. They still go by those three things. They go by academics, athletics, and tangibles. It's called tangibles. And that's your character, your social media, your Instagram, Snapchat, all of those things that make up who you are.
I was very shocked that they actually called a news conference and sit down and talked about that. And the context of the news conference was, children of color aren't good enough to adhere to these new standards. And I'm sitting there like, what? I mean, you have to, in order to, if you're an athlete, you take the challenge. You go to the next level. You take it and you grasp it and you move beyond it. I don't want you to meet expectations. I want you to exceed expectations. That's what life is all about. And I want kids, I don't care what level they are, to exceed expectations, to beat expectations, and be a better group of people than we were when we came through. But it just seems like that some coaches want to say, well, I don't want you, I want to be able to field my team and go to the NCAA tournament despite you, and I'm going to use you up and throw you away. But anyway, we only have a few minutes left, so let's do this. You have a talk show of your own, a brand new sports talk show. And, I hope to think it's a spinoff of the Overtime Sports Show coming on and realizing there's a market out there. Tell everybody about how they can listen to your show, what time is on, and everything.
Well, we celebrate our Student Athletes of the Week on Thursdays from 5 until 7. We have athletes who are doing outstanding things in the classroom. They have outstanding GPAs and also balancing playing the sport and also getting good grades at the same time. So despite what we hear about GPAs and that type of thing, there are a lot of children a lot of student athletes who are doing what they're supposed to be doing in the classroom, and we honor those students on Thursday from 5 until 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And then we, of course, also have our Texas recruits that also call in on Central Time. And on Fridays at 3 o'clock, we interview coaches who are looking for students to recruit and to fill their roster, and their recruiting coordinators, their basketball coaches, head coaches, football coaches. So that's what we do on Fridays. So our you can listen to us at blogtalkradio.com/TED Sports Recruiters, or you can visit our Twitter at @athlete_recruits, and you can get all that information from there. But we must also always remember that the purpose of going to college is to get an education, not to play ball, not to play a sport. That's extra. That's the icing on the cake. So if you're fortunate enough to be able to play a sport and have it to pay for your college education, then that's the icing on the cake. And in order to be able to play at the university or NCAA to get the scholarship monies, you must go through the clearinghouses.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing that a lot of kids don't understand. Check on the clearinghouse. Go, if you want to play in the NCAA, it's real simple. Go to www.ncaa.org. www.ncaa.org, and you'll find out
that's
all
right.
the information about what you need to play Division I and Division II and what the standards that must be met. You'll have clearinghouse
right.
information. You'll have all the rules and regs and everything else. And if you really don't know how to navigate that or understand it, which 99.9999% of people don't, then you have to call people like Dr. Reeves here to navigate those treacherous waters for you, because like anything else, there are landmines. There are things you don't want to step on. There are things you don't want to say. There are things you don't want to do. And you need people to actually run interference for you to make sure that you get the best bang for your buck, because it's all about almost like negotiating. You're trying to make sure that you get the best deal. Now, one thing about it, as we wrap things up here, you need to make sure that you get out of the school what the school gets out of you. If they want you to come in and put your body and your talents on the line, you make sure they give you the best education, the best support services, the best wraparound services, and the best services for you that is humanly possible, to make sure that you are on that road to success, because that is what it's all about, being on that road to success. They're giving you the opportunity. You have to take it, and believe it or not, boys and girls and parents, it is a blessing to be able to have a gift that will allow you to be successful later on in life. Well, Dr. Reeves, thank you so much for coming on the Overtime Sports Show, and I'm sure you'll be back on again, because we're going to talk about this a whole lot more, because I want our kids to really get the opportunity to expand their horizons.
Sounds great, Mike. Thank you so much.
All right, take care. That was Dr. Kathy Reeves, PD Sports Recruiters, appearing here tonight on the Overtime Sports Show. Thank you so very much. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please, it is imperative that you read. Go to the NAIA website, NAIA.org. Go to the NJCAA, the junior college website. Yes, you have to go through a clearinghouse for them. And, of course, the big bear of them all, go through the NCAA website, www.ncaa.org, and find out all the information. You can keep up with some of the information, too, at my Twitter, which is @TheOvertime1410, @TheOvertime1410. I tweet out stuff almost every day along with Dr. Kathy Reeves. You heard what her Twitter handle was. So we use Twitter for something more than just yakety-yak. It's actually used to give facts and information to help our young people out. Well, thank you so very much for listening to the Overtime Sports Show tonight. We'll be back on tomorrow night right here on Blog Talk Radio, 6:30 on your computer dial, as I like to say. Until then, be careful, stay loose, and most of all, stay dry.